The most consequential vote of San Diego's fiscal year happened this afternoon, and it wasn't close. 7-2, that's how the City Council voted to adopt a budget that essentially reverses Mayor Todd Gloria's painful April cuts.
This is a fascinating political moment, Marcus. Gloria proposed closing a $258 million deficit by cutting recreation center hours, closing libraries on Mondays, removing beach fire rings, and shuttering some coastal restrooms. The council said no to almost all of it.
Jennifer Campbell and Vivian Moreno were the only two votes against the final budget. What we're talking about is full restoration of rec center hours at every city location, Monday library service coming back to 16 of the 37 branches, though all libraries still stay closed Sundays, and those popular fire rings at La Jolla Shores and other beach parks staying put.
The political calculation here is interesting. Council members clearly heard from constituents who weren't willing to accept these service cuts. But here's where it gets risky. The funding sources for these restorations don't exist yet.
Right. We're talking about higher parking meter rates, increased citation penalties, a future residential trash pickup fee that hasn't been implemented, and a hotel room tax increase. The city's independent budget analyst warned explicitly about the risks if these revenue projections fall short.
That's tens of millions of dollars in new spending beyond what Gloria originally proposed, according to the IBA. The mayor now has until June 15 to sign or veto specific line items, but with 7 votes, the council has a supermajority that can override anything he strikes.
The politics are tricky for Gloria. If he vetoes popular restorations and the council overrides him, he looks weak heading into what could be a re-election year. If he signs a budget built on phantom revenue and the money doesn't materialize, the city faces mid-year cuts or emergency borrowing.
There's also the elephant in the room, we'll cover later. That $16.5 million parking ticket judgment that just landed on the city's doorstep. That's not factored into any of these budget calculations.
The council clearly decided that voters care more about keeping services than they do about fiscal conservatism. Whether that bet pays off depends entirely on execution of revenue strategies that are largely untested in San Diego.